Let's everybody stand together with you. Turn to 2 John 14. Let's read a little scripture right here. The 13th verse. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Yes.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's
an wonderful thought, isn't it?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
All right, you can be seated if you like.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God.
We're told in the 14th verse of the book of St. John, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Yes.
I will do it. I'd like for us to think on this tonight. You might say, Brother Pike, what is the importance of me accepting the scripture that you just read? Well, the Bible tells us that after God brought the people out of the land of Egypt, brought them away from the land of garlic and onions, that with many of them he was not well pleased, for after that they come out of the land of Egypt, they did not believe. Now, a lot of people say, well, Brother Pike, I came out of the world and I've become a church member and I turned to God with all of my heart. But brother and sister in Christ, I wonder if you really believe tonight. Did you know that God is a spirit, according to John 4:24?
Yes,
and it doesn't matter how religious we are. It doesn't matter what we practice through life in religion. The thing that really counts is, do you believe?
Yes.
Do you believe? Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. If thou canst believe. And the thought tonight is, if you can believe, do you really believe? Hallelujah. When he stood on board the little ship and the storms were so fierce and the waves began to beat against the boat and all of the turmoil of the sea raging against the little flock that he had on board, they began to question in their heart as to whether they were safe or not. They had Jesus on board, but still, they begin to wonder if they was going to be all right. A lot of people like that. Though they've got Jesus with them, yet they still don't have faith in God like they need to have. The Bible speaks of the Jews. And Paul said, though they had the word of God, yet it did not profit them because they did not believe in it. And I believe that we can truthfully say today that we've got more Bibles laying around on the ship and in the churches and in the homes than ever before, but it does not profit the people because, so much like the Jews, they don't believe the word of God. They have it preached to them every day of the week. They hear it on the radios. They see it on the television. They read it in the newspaper, but they still don't believe the word of God. But we have need of faith. My brother and sister, we have need of faith. For if we ever get anything from God, we're going to have to believe God. We're going to have to turn our faith over into the hands of God and ask God to do something for us. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I feel that God's in our midst tonight. Hallelujah. And he wants to do something for us. Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. When he cursed the fig tree and Peter marveled at it over there, he said, Lord, the fig tree is withered away so soon. Jesus said, Peter, he said, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What we need to do is stir up ourselves in God and have faith. To stir up the pure mind in God. You know, you've got one mind that's a carnal mind, and then you've got one mind that's a God mind. And David called the God mind a pure mind. This worldly mind that you got, this carnal mind, it's not a pure mind, my friend. It's defiled. And the Bible teaches full of lust. And it's contrary to God and it's contrary to faith. But what we need to do is get into that pure mind of Jesus Christ, that Bible mind. For that's the mind of God. That's where faith is. Hallelujah. Like a little tract we wrote one time, we call it Anointed Faith. If you really want God to do something for you, you got to get your faith anointed. You got to get your faith into the hands of God. You got to believe. You got to believe. You say, Brother Pike, what must I believe? You got to believe the Word of God. Amen. Some folks, you know why some people don't believe? They don't know nothing to believe. They've never paid enough attention, Brother Pete, to the preaching of the word, to have an understanding of God's word, enough to know what to believe. Yes, somebody say, what do you believe? I believe in the church of God, somebody said. Ask somebody else, what do you believe? They say, I believe in the Baptist church. Ask somebody else, what do you believe? They say, well, I believe in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in the UPC, but I believe in the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible doesn't say that faith comes by the UPC. It doesn't say faith comes by the church of God. It doesn't say that faith comes by the assemblies of God, but it says faith coming by the hearing of God's word. Amen. Years ago, they used to try to tell me when I was in a Baptist church and I was drifting away from that thing. I was looking for something better. And they used to try to tell me I was departing from the faith. Said, in the last days, some would give heed unto seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, and departing from the faith. But brother, that's not departing from the Catholic Church. That's not departing from the Baptist Church. That's not departing from the Pentecostal churches, but that's departing from God's word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You can say amen or me. We allow both of them here. Praise God. What is it? Departing from the faith. He said in the last days they would depart from the faith. You say, Brother Pike, do you see anybody departing from the faith? Every day of my life, I run into people that's departing from the faith. The Bible said before the end could come, there would have to be a great falling away. Somebody said, I'm still holding on. My brother and sister, unless you're believing in the word of God, unless you got faith in the word of God, you're not holding on. Amen. You're not holding on. You got to have faith in the word of God if you're going to hold on. It's God's word. Somebody said, I just can't hardly make it. All you've got to do is hold on and God can make it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody said, I just don't see how I'm ever going to hold on. I don't either. Amen. They said, I just don't see how I'll ever make it through. I don't either. Somebody said, well, I just don't see, Brother Pike, how they'll ever be able to go through the things I'm going through me. I don't either. But I'll tell you one thing that I do believe. The Bible said, be strong in the power of my mind. Hallelujah. Be strong in the might of Jesus Christ and the power of his glory. Amen. Hold on to God. Let God do it for you, my friend. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, have faith in the word of God. When Jesus cursed the fig tree and it withered away like he did, and Peter marveled at it, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he said, have faith in God. Have faith in God, Peter. Why did Jesus tell Peter to have faith in God? If there's no need to have faith in God, why did he waste his time preaching faith? Glory to God. Why did he tell Peter to have faith in God? If there's no need to have faith in God, then why should we bother? But I tell you, the Bible said, cast not away thy faith, which hath great recompense and reward. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. If you can hold that faith in the atoning blood of Jesus, if you can hold that faith, hallelujah, in the word of God, at the end of the way, there's going to be a reward, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. He said, have faith in God. Believe the word of God. Just turn your faith over in the hands of God. You say, what good is faith? The Bible said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody said, Brother Pine, I just can't seem to find peace. I want to tell you something tonight. It's because you're not following the paths of God. The Bible said, all the paths of God are peace. You're walking in the wrong path. Somebody said, I just can't rejoice anymore. I just can't find peace anymore. You know what's wrong with you? When they got down in Babylon, they couldn't sing the songs of Zion anymore. Them people in Babylon said, David, sing to me. They told the people, said, sing to us, hallelujah. didn't say. Hallelujah. I said, David, he wasn't down there after his time. That's right, about 975 B.C. when the thing began to happen. I'll tell you, they couldn't say because they'd gone to Babylon in captivity. Amen. Praise be unto God. 721 B.C. The Bible teaches, or history teaches, that they went off down there into captivity. Amen. Israel was taken away because they did not believe the word of God. God had given them warnings. God had told them what to do. And they didn't believe the word of God. And about 721, they was taken away. And then about 115 years, some boys would last a little bit longer. And then Judah was taken captivity down to Babylon. Amen. They had to hang their hearts on the wilderness. Why? Because they didn't believe the word of God. Amen. Some prophet come along and he said, thus saith the Lord, because you people won't have faith in the word of God, he said, you're going into Babylonian captivity for 7 years. Some false prophet came along and said, just have faith. Just have faith the way we teach you. All you got to do is have a lot of prosperity. You can shout, you can dance, and you can holler and have a good time. But my friend, when you get down to Babylon, you can't shout, you can't holler, you can't have a good time, not in God. Amen. Somebody said, we're having a shouting revival. Moses went up on the mountain. They're staying with God, looking for the revelation of his day, wanting to get anointed of God. Amen. While he was up there, the people said, where is this prophet? Where is this Moses? Said, we don't know where he's at. We don't know what's happened to him. And they said, we better get us another God. We better get us another prophet. Somebody said, where is this Jesus Christ? Where are these people that spoke about this great move of God? Where is all these things they promised? We better turn around and get us a little formality. We better get us a little group of our own. We better set us up a little nest egg of our own in the church. That's the way the people are today. Amen. That wasn't long before Moses came off the mountain. Glory to God. He had found the revelation. He had found the revelation. Hallelujah. He found something from God. And he came down the mountain. They were shouting. They were beating the tambourine, no doubt. They were having a good time. Old Joshua, he didn't like the sound of it. He said, it don't sound like victory to me. Amen. You say, what does it sound like, Brother Pine, when the organ's all ripped up and when the piano's going and when all these other things going? You say, what does it sound like? It sounds like sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Amen. But I'm glad there's a revelation. Moses didn't come down with a shout, did he? Amen. He didn't come down with a ruckus, did he? Amen to God. He came just like Elijah did when he said, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. When he walked into a city over there and he said, thus saith the Lord. There will be no more bread. Amen. There will be no more rain. There will be no more revival for you people. Somebody made a mock of it. But the Bible teaches it came to pass just like the prophet said. Amen. Hallelujah. Got so bad they eat their own children. They eat their own flesh. In the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses said, choose you this day whom ye shall serve. I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. If ye shall not serve the Lord thy God and keep all of his commandments. And he said, the curse shall come upon thee. Amen. The curse will come upon thee, my friend. And today the curse is upon the people. Today they've got cancer. Today they've got heart trouble. Today they've got problems. Today they've got perplexities. He said, I'll turn your wives into prostitutes. I'll let the fruit of your womb go into the braces. They'll be all crippled up. He said, because you've not kept the saints on the words of the book of this prophecy and done what the Lord thy God has told me that thou should do. Amen. Hallelujah. What's the trouble? Been shouting over a golden calf. Been shouting, somebody said, now wait a minute. Brother Pike, don't you know we've had revival? Well, my brother and my sister, if you've had revival, where is the proof of it? Where is the victory? Hallelujah. that you're supposed to have in your soul? Where is the healing for your body that you're supposed to have? Where is the endurance and holiness you're supposed to have?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If you had revival, then my brother, my sister, where is it? Joshua said, it don't sound like victory to me. More like sounding brass of a tinkling cymbal.
Yeah.
But glory to God, when you get the victory, you really got something, my neighbor.
Yeah.
When you get the victory, you really got something. You say, Brother Pike, what is the victory? Shouting, no. What is the victory? Hollering, no. What is the victory? Praying for the sick, no. What is the victory? Coming to church and paying tithes, no. Well, what is the victory? He said, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Amen. Jesus said, have faith in God.
Yes.
If you've had a revival, where's your faith?
Yes.
While he was on that little boat, the storm came up and was having all those troubles. And they said, Lord, carest thou not if we perish? My God, what a question to ask the Son of God. Here he is out there in the middle of the ocean with him on the boat and saying, carest thou not, Lord, if we perish? Carest thou not, Lord, if we perish? And here he is out there with us. And we say, carest thou not, Lord, if we perish? My God, what a question to ask the God of heaven and earth. Amen. He said, where is your faith at? Where is your faith? He said, what do you mean, Brother Pike? Didn't he say, by his stripes you're healed? Amen. Isn't that right? Didn't he say, by his stripes you're healed? Didn't he say, prosper ye? Whatsoever that man doeth. Didn't he say, prosper? Amen. Didn't he say, be in health? Didn't he say, let not your heart be troubled? Didn't he say, let not be afraid? Where is the victory? It's the faith. Hallelujah. It's no one the writer said, contend for the faith. Hallelujah. Jude said, contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God. Where is the faith tonight? Where is the revival? Where is the revival? My friend, revival is not a lot of noise. That's not revival. You say, what is revival? Revival is when that spirit of yours gets a hold on God's word. Revival is when your spirit begins to revive itself in God's word. When faith begins to take hold of you. That's revival. Revival in your soul. That's what you need. Somebody said we need a revival in the church. You think this building is the church? You think God's coming back after a building without spot, wrinkle, or blemish? And somebody nails some nails in here? Yeah, a spiritual church. A spiritual building built up in the holy priesthood. Amen. The one that received the nails for Christ's sake. Amen. That's the kind of building he's coming back after. A church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Where is the revival? Where do we need a revival? We need faith. We need faith in our hearts. Hallelujah. Faith in the word of God. That's what we're in need of tonight. Glory to God. Jesus said, Peter, have faith. Peter told him on one occasion, he said, Lord, I got the victory. Amen. He said, I got the victory. Jesus said, when you take your stand, take heed lest you fall. Isn't that right? Amen. Peter said, I got the victory. Glory to God. You can think you got the victory in that carnal mind, but you let the devil come along. You let the cold winds of evil begin to blow about your house. Amen. And then see what happens. Peter said, Lord, I got the victory. I'm able to do the job. Amen. Peter thought he was real confident about that thing. Jesus said, Peter, you're going to deny me before the cock ever crows. Amen. You don't have the victory you think you got. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. You may think you've got the victory tonight. In your head, you may think you've got the victory. But I'm going to tell you something. When that trumpet of judgment sounds, you better be sure that you've got a believing down here in your heart and not a head religion, because it ain't going to take you through. Amen. Somebody said, if I believe I'm predestinated, that makes me predestinated. That's a lie of the devil. Because you believe you're predestinated don't mean a thing. Somebody said, but Brother Pike, you yourself preach according to your faith. That's right. Amen. According to your faith, where? In the word of God. According to your believing in the word of God. The world's full of ideology. If you believe, the Bible says, if you believe there's one God, you do well. The devil believes too. Amen. But that doesn't mean anything concerning salvation. Just because you believe you're predestinated, that doesn't make you predestinated. Just because you believe you're a Christian, that doesn't mean you're Christian. Amen. Amen. You can say amen. That's the word of God. Brother Pike, you mean to tell me if I believe I'm predestinated, then my faith doesn't take care of it? My brother, the Bible said you can believe a lie and be damned. Amen. You can believe you're predestinated when you're not predestinated because you're not living according to the Word of God, and you'll be damned believing that. You'll go right on to hell believing that. Amen. You can believe you're a Christian, not live according to the Word of God, and you'll die and go to hell believing that. Not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall inherit the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Lord God, I'm talking about faith, man. Somebody said to me, Brother Pike, don't you believe that all we have to do is call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and we'll be saved? Amen. I believe we can. Say, it shall come to pass, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Is that right? Amen. How many times did you say call upon him so you'd be saved? Somebody said, well, I thought he meant one time. The Bible said he'd do it to the end. Just keep on calling on him. Just keep on calling on him. That's what the Bible is speaking of. Just keep on calling on him. Hallelujah. He that calleth upon the name of the Lord. He that calleth upon the name of the Lord. And he calls upon the name of the Lord today. Call upon the name of the Lord tomorrow. Call upon the next day. Just keep calling on God. Hallelujah. Amen. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Cast not away thy faith, which hath great recompense and reward. Oh, my brother and my sister, these preachers that come along and tell you all you've got to do is have a little faith in God, and that takes care of it. One writer said, can faith alone save you? Can faith alone save you? It takes something more than just trying to believe. Somebody said, Brother Pike, don't you know I'm trying to do the very best I can? And if I do the best I can, God's going to save me. No. I said, no. I said, no. That doesn't mean God's going to save me. Somebody said, but Brother Pike, don't you know, if I'm sincere, God's not going to refuse me. Yes, he will refuse you, and you can still be sincere. Amen. Somebody said, my Lord, you mean I'll be sincere and he still refuse me? I believe those people that offer their little children to the crocodiles over in the islands, I believe they're just as sincere as they can be. When they throw them out there to the devils and to the snakes and to the witch doctors, I don't believe they do it unless they're sincere. That don't mean you're saved because you're sincere. Amen. You can be sincerely wrong. Amen. You can say amen only. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just because you believe you're Christian, that don't mean you're Christian. You say, well, how can I be a Christian? What is faith? If I can't believe, what is faith? What is faith? Believing in the Word of God is faith. Amen. The Methodists believe they're right. The Catholics believe they're right. And the Bible said every man's right. He's as right in his own eyes. Every man believes he's right in his own eyes. He believes he's right. You go to tell him something, he'll tell you right quick he's right. Amen. I talked to this man, Jack, that painted this world, the largest painting of Christ. And I said, Jack, it's a beautiful thing. I said, it's a masterpiece. And it really is a masterpiece. Been offered $50,000 to $80,000. I don't know how much, but a tremendous amount of money. People are trying to investigate it. It's a masterpiece. I said, Jack, it's a masterpiece. I don't see how you ever painted it. I said, one thing about it. I said, you might have painted a masterpiece here, Christ. I said, but Jack, are you right with God and your soul? Amen. Did you know that unbelief is believing? Unbelief is believing. Did you know that? Did you know that unbelief is believing? That's right. It's just believing in the wrong direction. Amen. Amen. It's believing right on. Praise God. But I'm talking about faith. Jesus said, Peter, have faith in God. Not faith in the Methodist Church. Not faith in the Catholic religion. Not faith in the preacher. Not faith in the Pentecostal experience that they talk about. Somebody said, I believe in Pentecost. My friend, Pentecost was one thing. Just one thing. It was a Jewish holiday. That's right. It was the year of Jubilee. When all the debts was forgiven in the Old Testament. That's what it was. And God used it to symbolize the coming of the Spirit. Now then, you got to have an experience for God. You got to have something in your soul. Amen. You got to have something in your soul, my brother and my sister. Faith in God. Faith in God. Somebody said, I just got all kind of faith, Brother Pike. I just believe and believe and believe and believe and believe some more. Amen. If that's true, if you've got all that faith, then tell me one thing, my brother and my sister. Why are you so sick in your body tonight? Why can't you believe for your healing? Somebody said, I just believe and go to heaven. Glory to God, believe and go to heaven. And yet you can't even believe enough to get your body healed. I'm pretty sure if you can't believe enough to get your body healed, that you ain't believe enough to get your soul saved. I'm telling you where you live tonight. I'm just naming the street that you're living on tonight. That's all. You better wake up, my brother and my sister. You better wake up, my brother and my sister. You better learn what faith is tonight. You better get away from this thing where the sons of Satan come into the church and tell you that all you got to do is just have a little faith in God and go to heaven. You better get away from those kind of things. And you better get real, genuine faith. You better get rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Somebody said, what about the little woman, Brother Pine? They had the issue of blood. Didn't she have faith and get healed? She did. Amen. But what did she have faith in? The Bible said the Word was made flesh. She had faith in the Word. Somebody said, didn't Peter walk on the water? Didn't he just have faith? Sure he did. But what did he have faith in? Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, had come to me, Peter. And he had faith, hallelujah, in the Word of God. Amen. How did the man over there get healed? When he laid that porch where all those different people rocked, how did he get healed? He had faith. He had faith. It was faith in the Son of God. Amen. He had faith. He expected something. You say, what did he expect? He expected the Son of God to pick him up and put him in the water. That's exactly what the Son of God did. Hallelujah. Picked him up and put him in the living waters. Amen. And he got his healing. The man at the gate called Beautiful gave heed, expected to receive something. Amen. And his faith went out and he got something from God. Not gold and silver, but such as Peter had. Glory to God. I hope I got something tonight, Al. Believe I have. Amen. If I haven't got something, I need to go get with God. My brother and my sister, I said you come out of the world, but you don't believe in holiness. Somebody said, now wait a minute, Brother Pike. What are you talking about? How do you know? Somebody said, Brother Pike, you're not supposed to judge. The Bible said you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. Amen. The Bible said you can tell a child of his urine. Amen. I can tell the way you do, but you don't believe in holiness. I can tell the way you dress and you don't believe in holiness. Like the preacher one time, preaching a sermon. He come forth and he preached holiness. Holiness. And he kept preaching holiness. And he kept preaching holiness until people got tired of it. And after a while, the preacher said, "Say." The pastor said, "Can't you preach nothing but holiness?" He said, "Oh, yes." And so he changed his sermon. And he started preaching hell. Preaching hell. And finally the pastor said, "Is that the only sermon you got?" He said, "Yes, sir, it's holiness or it's hell." My brother, my sister, we're living in a modern age, but it's still holiness or it's hell. Amen. God is the spirit of holiness. God is the spirit of holiness. Somebody said, "I believe in such and such and such, that ain't worth the time you took to say it." Somebody said, "My grandmama was Baptist, your grandmama made me in hell." Somebody said, "My granddad was a good old Methodist, your granddaddy made me in hell." You ain't got no proof where your granddaddy is. I want to tell you about your granddaddy and your grandmother too. If they didn't have faith in the Word of God, they're in hell. Your dad and mother's in hell if they didn't have faith in the Word of God. And if you don't have faith in the Word of God, you'll be in hell too. It's holiness or it's hell, my friend. Amen. I preached last night on the eternal spirit. You say, what kind of eternal spirit? The eternal spirit of holiness. Thank the one. Paul said, God is the spirit of holiness. Amen. When the spirit of God came upon Zacharias, oh, then he began to prophesy. The words of the eternal spirit came out. And he said, God is ordained that we should serve him in righteousness and in holiness all the days of our life without fear. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I believe God called me right when he called to preach. But I love to preach. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is light. It makes my cup run over. Amen. There's something bubbling up on the inside of me. The more I say, the more I ever say. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe he put me in the right place. Amen. Some folks ain't satisfied with their hair. If God gives them brown hair, they want to dye black. If he gives them blonde hair, they want to dye red. If he gives them another color, they want to dye another color. I thank God tonight that I am what I am by the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Some folks get bald headed, they want to put on a wig. I guess I could use a toupee. I probably look better. I probably look better, but I don't think I can feel any better. I believe I feel just as good as if I had on a toupee tonight. Also, that Brother Branham would die according to the vision we had. He died, his life went out. Is that right? His people are almost dead right now. Brother Lamar and some of the others come and testify to the division among his people. We predicted it would happen to his followers, and it's happening. What is it? Their lives gone out. The minister's going out, my friend. Brother David Carroll is gradually fading out. You say, what's left for us? What's left for us? I remember one night I was out praying. I've been out there all night long praying, and I've been watching the moon, had a little moonlight down near the lake, way out in the woods. And while I was out there praying, all of a sudden that light went out, Brother Pete. That light went out. And you heard the old saying, the darkest hours just before the dawn. I didn't know just exactly what they meant. But when I got out there, the sunshine had already gone. And then when the moonlight went out and there was no light at all, my brother, it was dark. It was dark. As the world says, darkest 49 black tents. Down at Egypt, the darkness got so deep, and the denseness so deep that they could feel it. Did you know the darkness today is so that you can feel it? It gets on your nerves. Amen. The spiritual powers of darkness are so great in the world today that you can get nervous. You feel the oppression. You can feel that darkness. They felt it down there in Egypt. But just about the time that dark despair down there, Brother Grady, I looked up in the heavens, and what did I see? The wise man said, his star. Amen. The morning star. I saw it break in between there, and I thought, my God, what are you trying to tell me? And God said, that period of the tribulation, that's between the sunshine and the moon, between the day and the church that watches by night. He said, that tribulation period where Christ himself shall rise and fight for his people.
Hallelujah.
Will the day star dawn within your heart, the revelation of Jesus Christ? What is it? He said, if you overcome, I'll give you the bright and the morning star. Is that right? Amen. Is Jesus Christ the bright and the morning star, the lily of the valley? Have you got him in your heart tonight? He said he'd give him to you. Amen. Revelation said he'd give him to you. Where are we standing tonight, my brother? My sister, where are we standing tonight? Something is taking place. something is taking place.